Watch, Democrat Ilhan Omar, conservatives who supported Charlie Kirk are full of ST. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2025. Democrat Squad member Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, is criticizing conservative leaders who supported Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated on Wednesday. During an interview with former MSNBC anchor Mehdi Hasan streamed on Thursday, Omar said conservatives calling political violence a left-wing problem were disgusting, adding they are full of shit. It reminds you that although these people pretend to be adults that they are sometimes, they think a lot less than even children do when it comes to compassion, when it comes to thoughtfulness, when it comes to being a leader. I did expect the president's address to the nation would have been a lot more compassionate filled, it would have been less partisan, she stated. He doesn't even know who the assassin is. For him to say it's a left-wing lunatic, it kind of denigrated his status and the status of the office he holds. What I do know for sure is that Charlie was someone who once said guns save lives after a school shooting, Omar said. She then pivoted to racial insinuations, saying, Charlie was someone who was willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Have no regard, downplay slavery and what black people have gone through in this country by saying Juneteenth should never exist. She continued. There is nothing more effed up than to completely pretend that his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so. You have people like Nancy Mace who constantly harass people that she finds inferior and wants them not to exist in this country or ever. And you have people like Trump who has incited violence against people like me. And so, these people are full of shit and it's important for us to call them out. While we feel anger and sadness and have empathy, which Charlie said shouldn't exist because that's a newly created word or something. Like, I have empathy for his kids and his wife and what they're going through because I do not want that for my family. Kirk was fatally shot on Wednesday during a speaking event at Utah Valley University in a political assassination, Breitbart News reported. On Friday, the outlet reported the alleged assassin was in custody and the individual was identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. People across the nation and the world are mourning the loss of Kirk, while many leftists have celebrated his horrific murder. President Donald Trump said Thursday he will award Kirk, who was a champion for free speech, a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom in recognition for his work promoting civil dialogue and debate.